Well, I'm glad for the Lord. Not only what he's done, he is doing every day of our lives. We want to share with us today Psalms 8 and 4. If you want to get there, they'll put it up there. Psalms 8 and 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The Son of Man has visited him. Say amen. That wasn't very good. You ought to be shouting that God visits you. You're the grass of the field. You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. Life is so short. But God visits man. We ought to be thankful the day that God visited our home. And every day that he visited us and have fellowship with us. So we're going to title this, God Visits Man. Even in whatever condition he's in, God visits man. He never leaves man where he finds him. We find that in Book of Ruth 1 and 6, that Naomi heard how that the Lord had visited her people. In a time of famine, God visits famines. He turns famines into a well-watered stream. The Bible said, and David was meditating on the Lord, and all of a sudden in his soul began to bubble up like a spring until it turned into a river, because God visits man. Wherever you are and whatever you've been through with, God visits you. The Lord visits Sarah. Can you imagine visiting a 90-year-old woman and she have a child? Nothing's impossible with God when he visits man. He changes things when he comes into our lives. He makes things different. Then we have another one. It says in Luke 6:8, the Lord has visited man. He has redeemed him. How many are glad you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Benny Hinn said his ministry never took off until he learned the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. What such power that it is. God visits man. He visited Israel in Egypt. He turned their hearts away from the Egyptians and turned them to him. We're going to pray here in a minute. We're going to pray for our nation. I said our nation. I said your nation. China just recently marched and showed their strength. Korea done it this week, marching, showing their strength. It's a sign of fear to showing how powerful they are. They may be powerful, but I know one that's greater. Huh? One is greater. 1967, Massey's army came against Israel with their Bradley tanks coming toward them. They looked like total defeat, but all of a sudden those tanks stopped. The enemy got out, pulled his shoes and socks off, and run the opposite direction. No one knows what they're seeing. I want to say this morning, there's no enemy on this world that we ought to have fear of. Our God is greater than any enemy in this world. He cannot form enough against us to put fear in us. If God is for us and God is for us, there need no be no fear. He did not give you the... If you have fear, that's the spirit of the devil. God gave you the spirit of his own self, the spirit of peace and the truth. We're going to pray for our nation. We're in a deadlock in Congress. One won't give one inch. I don't usually watch that, but I hear it from others. They won't give one inch. They got this nation deadlocked. Our military services are having no income. How many know what's probably next on the list? your Social Security check. Only 3% of the people in America can live without Social Security. We got people that's deadlocked, but we're going to pray they're going to come unlocked today. Their lives is in the hands of God like water is in a channel. If God can move in such a way that they jump out of those tanks, pull their shoes off, and run in the opposite direction, we're not going to pray that they're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to pray right now in their bed, wherever they are, that God says their lives is in his hand like water is in a channel that break this deadlock. Amen? Now, in Romans 3 said, now is the day of salvation. The word salvation means deliverance. It means health. It means a peace of mind. If you got the Spirit of God, you have been delivered. We're going to pray, and we're going to see something happen now. It don't need to be tomorrow. It don't need to be next. Some of our military families are in tragedy today because of lack of funds coming in. They have no funds coming in, but that's going to be released now. We need to start saying now. They tell us, if you say, well, I believe it's going to happen, you better get ready because it's never going to happen. We got to believe in now is the hour. Now is the moment of salvation. I guarantee you, if you was one of those people, and you were not getting it, only 38% to 45% of Americans live for one paycheck. If they miss one paycheck, they're in trouble. These people need a break. 9/11, our congressmen and senators went out on the White House steps, hugged one another, and prayed. I believe it's time for those to be broken open their prayer and walk out of that place and hug one another and begin to pray to our living God that now we're going to see it happen. I'm through thinking about tomorrow. I'm going to pray now. We're going to share somewhere. You can be healed right where you're sitting. Because the same God is the same everywhere. I want you to lift your hands or more your heart and pray for those people right now that's got this thing deadlocked and this one don't want to give and that one don't want to give, that God is going to move on them and change their heart right now. And in the morning when they go up there, they're going to be broken and they're going to set somebody free and they're going to change things. Come on, let's pray, church. Let's pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Their heart is in your hands like water's in a channel. We believe they're going to be changed right now. Wherever they are, they're going to feel the power of God in their lives, and they're going to be changed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to vote for the thing that is right for the kingdom of God. We're not going to pray just for us, but they be broken for the kingdom of God. What is man that God would visit him? Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, I didn't know where I could sit there today in Sunday school, and even in here. If my people are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will heal the land. Them people can't heal the land, but God can move on them in such a way that they will know that he's a healer of the land. Don't look for nothing else to heal you, but look for God to heal you and set you free. He's the only hope that we have. They interviewed a young lady the other day. She said the only reason that God gave you birth on this earth is to promote his kingdom. You got no other reason being here. He visits people. Shane Parker, can I talk about you? That is you sitting back there, isn't it? He told me Wednesday night, he said, when I come to that church, I was an alcoholic and I was a drug addict. Said, I walked up to you to pray for me, but you turned and walked away. I don't know why I did, but he said somebody laid their hands on me and the Holy Ghost fell on me. Hallelujah. It was 3 days before I could eat a bite because the Holy Ghost was so strong in my life and he delivered me. He's a deliverer. Amen. We seen down there Some little old women, they're not very tall, reached up and laid their hands on tall men, and the Holy Ghost fell on them. Listen, the Holy Ghost can fall on you right where you are today. What is man that God would visit him? Would visit him. Praise God. Robert McCaslin, he was working in Casey, Mississippi, wasn't it? He called me and said, something wrong. Said, I'm quitting my job. I'm coming home. Come to the church and got the Holy Ghost and fell out in the floor. Uncle James run back and forth and we'll jump over him. Praise God. Listen, God is your strength, your power, your might, what you need. God visits man and lets him know he's there. Hallelujah. I'm glad today he visited my life. I love that song they sang this morning. God, Isaiah 33 and 24. No one living in Zion will say, I'm sick. Let me read that again. No one living in Zion, in other words, will say that I'm sick. We must be a doer of the word and not a hearer. By his stripes you are healed. Come on now, church. By his stripes you are healed. Not by his stripes you're going to be healed. You're already healed. Hallelujah. And don't be going around and say, well, I'm sick. I'm this. I'm that. Say what God says. I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. And I say, I am healed. Well, I don't feel like it. Someone asked Smith Wigglesworth about how he felt. He said, I don't never ask Smith how he feels. I tell him every morning how he's going to feel this day. Be a doer of the word. I'm convinced we need to do what the word says. If he says you're what? Healed. That doesn't just mean your flesh. The book of Romans says the Spirit of the Lord shall quicken your mortal flesh. Some say that's in the grave. No, it says your mortal flesh. The Spirit of the Lord was, hallelujah. David said, by the Lord I ran through troops and I jumped over walls by the Spirit of the Lord. What is man that God is mindful of? Cornelius told Peter when he got to the house, Peter said, you know it's unlawful for me to be here. It's against the law for me to be here. But Cornelius said, we're all here. We're ready for us to hear the word that God has given you. Come on. Every Sunday school teacher, every preacher ought to be getting a word from God. If we don't have a word from God, we ought to sit down and let God speak. And Peter opened his mouth. And when he opened his mouth, the Holy Ghost fell on every one of them. And Peter and later said they spoke in tongues like we did. They feed the power of God like we did. I want to say to you this morning, God wants your whole family saved and delivered by the power of God. He don't want one person in your life not delivered. If God can fill Carnes' house with the word of God, he can fill your house with the word of God. The Philippian jailer's whole house was filled with the power of God. If you're here today, I say now, your whole family, you will see in the house of God. I feel that in my heart. Glory to God. What is God is mindful of? How many are glad that God was mindful of you one day? I think Brother Shelby got one eye, is that right? Got it blew out with a firecracker. But I want you to know God has used him and going to use him more than you don't. Glory to God. I forgot his name that prayed for him. It's Brother Story, wasn't it? Prayed, and the mighty power of God moved now. Somebody say now. Now. Right now, where they are right now, you're going to expect something to happen in your life. Praise God. Get up every morning with the expectation of now. What are you going to say in the morning when you get up? Good morning, Holy Ghost. What kind of day we going to have today? Oh, my goodness, old Blue Monday. What happens the first game of baseball is played? What happens? Before they ever play a game, what happens? They get some important celebrity to come out there and do what? What does he do? And what does he say? Let's play ball. I believe we need to start believing when we get up in the morning, we're going to have a wonderful, glorious day in the kingdom of God. You can have what you say. You can have what you say. You're going to have what you say. In the early 1800s, the doctors believed that every one of our diseases is brought on about by the wrong mental attitude. We've got to have the mind of Christ. Brother Ken mentioned that this morning about having the mind of Christ. Jesus visits the three Hebrew children were no match for the fiery furnace. And they were no match for it to be heated seven times more than it ever had been heated in its life. But they said, we're not going to bow down. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There's those who say, well, if I don't feel it, I'm not going to say it. I got to see it before I believe it. Jesus was 30 years of age when he said that. He had never built a church. Never. He's 30 years old. He said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell is not going to prevail upon it. It didn't happen until 3.5 years later. After he gets out of the grave, after he spent 50 days on this earth, or 40 days, for signs, miracles, and wonders, and then he tells them to go back to Jerusalem, and you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, fire, and power. That is the beginning of God's church. But he said it before it happened. Come on, church. If you want something, I want you to start talking to God and hold on to it. Winston Churchill said the reason the bulldog knows is turned backwards is so he can get a hold and hold on and still be breathing. God wants you to get a hold to the promises of God and hold on to the promises of God and say what God says. What is man that he visited? Hallelujah. I think Brother Shelby, he didn't know I was going to say this and I didn't know he was going to say that. But he's already said it this morning. The fiery furnace. Amen. They threw them down in there. The fire was so strong, it burned up those that threw them in there. But all of a sudden, whoo, hallelujah, as they fell down inside there, there was a man walking around down in there. I don't know how this king knew, but he looked down in there. He said, I see a fourth man in the fire. He looks like the Son of God, Jesus Christ. How did he know that? It was by revelation. God wants to give you revelation of things that you do not know, and you will never know, and you'll never figure it out in this book, because he wants to give you something fresh from the throne of glory every day of your life. Something alive. God is with you and visits you in every fiery, destructive trial you ever have in your life. You're never in there by yourself. Hallelujah. We're going to be speaking more in the future if God keeps leading me. The power of the spoken word and why it's so important to speak the word of God. Listen to Jeremiah when he got a call. How many believe you got a call from God? You don't have to raise your hand and say anything. You say, well, I don't feel it, but you got a call from God. Okay? Terry, you got a call from God. Shane Parker lives in Vivian. You'll see some more things happening later, how God is really working in his life. God wants to change things. All right, let's look at Jeremiah 1:4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, I formed thee in the belly. I knew thee before thou camest forth out of the womb. I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee as a prophet unto nations. God knew you before you was ever in the womb. He knew what he's going to make you to be. And sometimes what he's making on you, you get a little resistance, so he has to break it and make you what he wants you to be. God don't want you to be what you want to be. He wants you to be what he wants you to be. And that's a difficult thing, because every man thinks he's right in his own eyes. But God has a plan for your life. And then Jeremiah said, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I am a child. And the Lord said unto me, Say not. Somebody ought to say not. Don't contradict what God says about you. He's going to say some good things about you. He says, don't say that. Hello? Isaiah said, don't say I'm sick. He said that. I didn't. He said it. Don't say I'm sick. Say I'm well. I'm healed. I'm delivered. God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory. The church should never have no needs. We have suffered quite a bit this year on our finances. Roof. Property is worth 3 point something million. 1% is your deductible. Figure that out. Figure that out. The other Ken talking about air conditioner going out. An air conditioner now runs, especially up here, $8,000 to $10,000. We done had to place one. Look like we're gonna have to place another. But we're not gonna be worried. Our God is supplying all of our needs according to his riches and glory. You should never be in lack in the kingdom of God, because he's your supplier. He's your deliverer. He's your sanctifier. He's your justifier. He created you. Hallelujah. I believe Ken quoted a scripture this morning. I believe it was from 3 John. We like to talk about prosperity, and I'm all for it 100%. But it says, as your soul prosper. The first thing you need to make sure that your soul is prospering with God. It's in full fellowship with God. And he goes on to say, and they said, don't say that. And the Lord said, say not, I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that shall send me, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. I command you not to say you're what? Sick. I command you not to say I can't. I don't know which one it is. I can't hardly tell them apart. But the only way I can, I still ain't got it figured out. One of them curly-headed and one of them not. Benjamin and Gabriel. I forgot which one it was. Gina was telling him, said, don't say I can't. He says, I can, but I can't. Huh? We've heard this story from sisters. This choo-choo train come by, a little train come by, and this big train was stuck on the track, couldn't move. And he said, can you help me? He said, well, I think I can. I think I can. He backs up, hooks up on his wheel spins. He says, I think I can. All of a sudden, he felt him. He said, I knew I could. You're going to have to speak it when you, hallelujah. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. When you get the Holy Ghost and get faith, it's just a spark. It's nothing to do what God is going to do with your life. Faith has to grow. That's why you got to have problems to see if your faith is growing. And then he goes on to say, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. I am with thee. I'm with you, hallelujah, to deliver you, hallelujah. How many know you can't make a hair black or white, a statue 1 inch? And I know the scripture said, if thou humble thyself, you cannot humble yourself. You do not have the power or the authority or the willing to humble yourself. It takes God to humble you. And he does it with such love. When he humbles you, he loves you. And he's going to promote you. He's going to take you to another level. How many ready for another level? Don't say amen because you might not want the answer. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have set this day thee over nations, over kingdom, and to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and throw down. That sounds bad, don't it? But then he says, to build. To build. I'm here to build you. I'm here to build you up. I'm here to do you good. I'm blessing you. Jesus speaks of some wonderful things. A lady was in the hospital. There's a lot of books out there, and some of them about that thick. You'd be surprised if you'd get one of those books, how many miracles, signs, and wonders is happening in this world today. It may not be happening here, but how God is working mightily. He's working mightily. That little book we get once a month from the Voice of the Martyrs. This family, they took everything they had, their land, their house, and their clothes, stripped them naked, took their name away from them and gave them a number and put them in prison. Somehow or another, they got together and they said, we're going to take the Lord's communion. We got no wine and we got no bread, but we're going to go through the motion of it. And when they did, the power of God was there. God is blessing you more than you can imagine, more than you can even think. Something good is not about to happen. Something good is happening. This lady was told she has cancer of the liver. And the doctor told her, we don't expect you to even live through the night. You're so bad. And she was sort of in a coma-like. She heard a voice. It was the voice of a minister praying. He was praying over her. He was praying health over her. He was praying a good life over her. Can you imagine that, praying a life like that when the doctor said, we don't believe you're going to live through the night? She fell in a deep sleep. A deep sleep. Next day, the minister came to check on her. He walked down the aisle, and there she was sitting in the lobby, joyful and happy, just like a newborn person. Who is man that God is mindful of? When everybody says you're going to go out, God says, not yet. Not yet. I'm going to do something wonderful for you in your life. I want you to start looking for something wonderful in your life. Everywhere you go, look for something good to happen in your life. Smith Wigglesworth had a disease that plagued him all of his life. Terrible. Sometimes he'd have to go to bed. He was such pain. He couldn't operate, couldn't move hardly. There he was in this bed. This lady and her young son came to visit him. And when they walked in the room, that young son ran and jumped up on the bed and looked at him and said, you devil inside this man, come out right now, this man of God. He said, I thought I'm a man of God. I've cast out demons, I've healed the sick, and I've raised the dead. How can you say I got a devil? He said, all of a sudden that pain was released out of me and was gone, and I ain't never had it again in my life. God wants you free. He wants you delivered from whatever's got on in your life. What is man that God is mindful of? He's going to do you something good all the time. The flesh may not think it's good, but God is thinking it's good. How many of you ever let the devil beat you out of something? I told Sister Peggy Tuesday night, I met another guy. I won't go through all the details. Ken, he covered that pretty good about having troubles. But the devil said, "You're too tired to go to prayer meeting tonight." I told Peggy, "I believe I'm just too give out. I believe I'm going to stay at home. I'm tired." I guess I got tired because I didn't come. I woke up the next morning. I said, "The devil, that's the last time this is going to happen. By the Lord, I'm going to be strong because I'm made. And he's visited me. He's visited me." And I can look at some of you and tell God has visited you. He visits you. Jesus has visited man. He visits this woman. Miraculous things happen in her life. How many are glad for the Lord and the goodness of God? And good thing. I got one more thing, then they're going to come and we're going to sing. And if you need have a need, I know God is going to do something wonderful in your life. He is doing wonderful things in your life. Peggy, how long you had that cough? Huh? 2 or 3 months. Can't sleep at night. I'll just cough, cough, cough. 2 or 3 doctors don't know what's wrong. This wrong, that's wrong, that wrong. But prayer's been going up. Prayer going up to God. You hadn't coughed how long? 3 nights. Hadn't coughed one bit. Hadn't coughed one day. God has visited. God has visited you. Even though it don't seem like it, keeps believing God. Believing God. I had one more thought here I wanted to share with you, but it seemed like I've lost it. Okay. Healing of a Russian. They beat him and his family so much that his family died. He was laying almost dead. And he said, "Jesus, Jesus." Jesus appeared and said, "Here I am." He said, "What do you need?" He says, "I want to be healed." He said, "You're healed. What else do you want?" You say, "Well, I don't know where I believe that or not." Well, how many glad he came to your house one day? He came to Zacchaeus' house riding a donkey. Some people say, "Well, that shows you how poor Jesus was. He had to ride a donkey." No, read your scripture. He was rich. A donkey meant you was rich. If you didn't have a donkey, you walked. The multitude was thrown in him. One little man. You know, it paid to be short sometime. Huh? Don't always despise not being short, you know. He climbed up in a tree. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus came by. How many glad that Jesus came by your house one day? He came by your house one day and Jesus looked up in that tree. This was one of the most hated men in all of Israel. He was a tax collector. I won't say what the tax collectors are today, but anyhow, we'll stay away from that. Done been there and done that. Don't want to go there no more. He said, "Zacchaeus," everybody else trying to get his attention, "come down out of that tree. I'm going to go eat with you today." How many are glad that Jesus said one day, "Come, I want to go eat with you today. I want to break bread with you today. I want to visit you today. I just don't want to see you up in the tree. I'm going to sit and break bread with you today. I'm going to be your friend the rest of your life. Rest of your life." And he asked this guy, "Is what else you want?" He said, "I want to get out of this prison." He said, "It's done." "What else you want?" He said, "I want to go to America." He said, "It's done." He was healed. got out of the prison and came to America in just a moment like that. God is such a great and magnificent God. He's such a healer. What is man that he'll visit? He'll visit you today. He'll visit you right where you are. Well, I sure hope so. Don't say I'm sick. Say I'm well. Say what he says. Can two walk together unless they agree? If you're going to walk with the Lord, you're going to have to agree what he says. He says you're healed. He says, I'm going to give you a tongue to speak. People say, well, I just can't talk. He said, I'll give you a tongue to talk. So God bless you for being here today. I know the Lord has visited you today, and I know he's going to continue to visit. Pharaoh said, how come y'all not killing them Israelite babies faster than what you're doing? He said, I want them dead. The midwife said, I'll just tell you why we're not killing them. When we hear they're fixing to have a baby, said, they done had it and gone the time we get there. He said, they're not, hallelujah. The midwife said, they're not like these Egyptian women. Them women, the Israelite women, is quick to give deliverance. Come on, let's be the Israelite women. Let's be quick to give new birth, new joy, new peace, new things of God, because we're born again from above, and we know who our Redeemer is, and he visits us and does quick things. Quick things. Praise God. God bless you today. If you need prayer, if you'll come, they're going to come. If they want to sing, if you don't want to, hallelujah. Cornelius' household got the Holy Ghost while they were sitting. Just sitting. But they was hearing the word. And here's another catcher in that scripture. Said, as many as heard the word. Evidently some of them didn't hear the word. But as many as heard the word received the baptism. I'm so glad. Are you glad the Lord visits your house one day and he decided to stay? Praise God. Many years ago, this little boy, I don't think we knew him or not, but somehow or another he visited our house. He walked around in there and he said, oh, it feels so good to be in here. Could I just move in with you guys and stay with you? He said, I want to stay in here. Listen, God wants to make your life so beautiful. He wants to stay with you wherever you go. God bless you for being here today. Be thankful God visited. And keep remembering. Let me say something else. I've heard this through the years. If God ever healed you, you'll stay healed. You ever heard that? That is not true. That did not come from God. He cast demons out of a man, and the man left. But the demons came back and found the house was not occupied. He came back in. Sickness can come back, but the healer will heal you again because he's a present help in the time of need. This guy went to Joel Osteen Church. He had asthma real bad. He got healed. One day he was on a tractor mowing, and it had this asthma attack again. He stopped that tractor and stood up on it, said, all right, devil, we're going to get this settled once and for all. I am healed. I am going to stay healed. He never had another attack the rest of his time. Jesus cast some demons out one time and said, now y'all get gone and don't you never come back. Now when he puts that word on them, they can't come back because he done said they can't come back. They're going to have to go somewhere else. So stay in the word, stay in the living word of God. He's a present help in the time of need. He visits us. If we are Christian, we should never hear in Book of Revelation Jesus knocking on your door. Because he's outside there, but he's inside you. He's having fellowship with you. If he's knocking on your door, that means he's outside. But if you're a Christian, he's going to pass by. The Jewish Bible says the blood was put on the lintel on both sides and across the threshold. So when the death angel came, he was afraid of the blood. So he passed on by. So God bless you. Stay with the Lord. He'll do you good every time. He'll do you good. God bless you.